Welcome to the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kylie Burton. If you have been told that your blood work is normal, yet you feel awful, well, this is the place for you. Because whether you have a diagnosis or not, I'm going to teach you how to turn those normal labs into real answers, healing, and hope. So grab your blood work. Come join me. Here we go.
First things first, we have to do a little bit of housekeeping because I want to make sure you understand that I don't read blood work, nor do I train people to read blood work as a method of diagnosis. I don't read blood work to even treat symptoms. I read blood work to help an individual go from unhealthy to healthy, and the blood work tells us. It's the puzzle pieces that get us along that journey. So if you've been told your thyroid labs are normal, or even your blood work is normal, and you're like, I know something is off, this is the place for you. If you are managing anxiety and depression and you want to actually overcome it, this is the place for you. If you are one of those like myself who has Alzheimer's in the family and you want to protect your brain and do stuff now to make sure your brain is healthy at every stage in life, this is for you. So now I have to give credit where credit is due. So I did not come up with these labs, these ranges, okay? The ranges we're going to talk today about today are very different. The normal lab range is here. We're going to take that normal lab range and we are going to condense it into a functional lab range. I did not come up with these ranges. A man by the name of Dr. Datis Karazian did. He's one of those guys that has 9 million letters next to his name. I've taken it and ran with it and created my own version with it based upon the thousands of labs that I have seen. So I just want to give you a little bit of background on where it comes from. Now, those normal ranges are, for example, it's like trying to find your favorite restaurant somewhere between California and New York. Good luck. The method in which those normal ranges were created is based upon quote unquote healthy versus unhealthy people inside a specific location, like a radius around the lab. If you don't have a diagnosis, then you are considered healthy. And that's how they create those ranges. They're pathetic ranges. We all know this. And the system that has been developed around these ranges has failed a lot of people. So I always say that if you have a chronic illness, come into the functional medicine world. If you broke your arm, go to the ER. They're very good at that stuff. Not so good at the chronic illness, okay? I will also say that I don't treat diagnoses. I don't treat symptoms. However, I've seen many symptoms resolve and therefore diagnoses become irrelevant based upon what I've found inside the blood work. And I'm going to show you guys that today. We're going to go over three different case scenarios where not only was brain fog part of their story or anxiety and depression part of their story, it was just one piece, but we took their thyroid labs and the rest of their blood work, created a sweet plan and see what happens afterwards. We're going to cover the thyroid markers. We're going to cover what I would consider markers inside a thyroid panel. Those five markers are this. Write these down so you make sure you get your doctor ordering these things. The first one is TSH. The next one is free T4 and free T3 and TPO antibodies, then TG antibodies. And then if they are an overachiever, get reverse T3 as well. Reverse T3 actually has a direct impact on your metabolism. So if you're wondering why you feel like you're eating nothing and gaining weight or even any kind of weight gulps, grab that reverse T3 as well. There's the thyroid lab panel. Most people will just have a thyroid and a TSH. As we go through this in the next 20 minutes or so, 30 minutes maybe, you're going to see why that TSH is just one small piece of the puzzle. and you really want all pieces of the puzzle, especially when it comes to our thyroid, which this little guy right here in our neck gets blamed for a lot of things. That's not his fault. Okay, we're going to think about the thyroid as a piece of a system, because that's really what it is. It is one gland inside our endocrine system, which is our hormones, and that system is impacted by many other systems. So inside our system here, we have three key pieces. And these key pieces we're going to call H,
key,
and T. Now, H stands for hypothalamus, part of our brain. That guy is responsible for talking to P, which is our pituitary. If you were to draw a line down the center of your head like this with both, in both directions, where those cross is our pituitary gland. And it's literally, like, I've seen it in cadavers. It is literally an inch big. But it's very, very, very important, because P produces our hormone that we call or know as TSH. And that P, or our pituitary, produces TSH to talk to T. And the T is our thyroid. So think about it as, let's get this entire system running very efficiently, so that way our thyroid can feel great. Now, I've had a lot of experience with people coming on and coming in to work with me in some way, shape, or form, or my team, and they have a goal to get off their thyroid medication. You might not even have known that was a possibility. And it is. I'm going to show you guys what happened when we did that with a 65-year-old. So if you're looking to get off your thyroid medication, if you're looking to minimize your thyroid medication, this is a sweet place to be. The only reason why you must take thyroid medication is if you don't have a thyroid, then you need to take some T4. And I would prefer that the thyroid medication be combined in T4, T3, but that's a story for a whole other day. Now that we know the H, P, and T, let's start plugging in these numbers. Your TSH on a given lab is going to be between 5 and 5.5. That is the normal lab range, give or take some depending on the lab. I don't like this range, neither do you. And that's why you're sitting here. This range is like trying to find your favorite restaurant somewhere between California and New York. It's not great. There's a reason why it's failed so many. The range that I prefer to use for TSH is 1.8 to 3. If your TSH is less than 1.8 or greater than 3, we need to start paying attention to P. Why? Because P is responsible for producing TSH. It's not the thyroid. And that's where we get a lot of problems in our treatment with the thyroid, is because we think that the TSH is a marker for thyroid production. It's not. The TSH is a marker for our pituitary. Remember that little teeny gland in the middle of your head? He's very, very important. He produces a lot of hormones, and TSH is one of them. He's like our central communicator in our brain. Okay, there are two reasons why P would have a hard time producing TSH. The first is this lovely word we call stress. The second is this lovely, lovely other word we call inflammation. Those two are very general, in my opinion, because we live in 2024. There is no avoiding external stressors. It is very difficult, unless you are Nicole Lonnie, and even then she's not perfect, to eat foods that are not inflammatory, or breathe air that doesn't have toxins in it, or drink water that's not in some way, shape, or form impacting our thyroid. What we want to do here is we want to minimize our inflammation. What we want to do is we want to eliminate the internal stressor in our body. so that we can have external stressors not impact us very much. So we're not going to pay too much attention to these because I feel like those are sort of kind of a cop-out. We're going to pay attention to what's even higher up in the food chain. We like to talk about HPT as a food chain, and the T, or the thyroid, is the bottom of the food chain. When you treat from the top of the food chain down, when you heal top down, the entire system is impacted. That's how the body does it naturally anyways. So these neurotransmitters is what we call them, serotonin and dopamine, those two guys are responsible for fueling the entire food chain. And these two, they directly impact anxiety and depression. So we need to make sure that these are being fueled appropriately in our brain, but also in our gut. As a matter of fact, there's like at least 80% of serotonin and dopamine are produced from bacteria inside our gut. So if you've ever heard about this gut-brain connection, there's a direct reflection of it. Serotonin and dopamine, they are produced more so in our gut than anywhere else in our body. And that directly impacts our brain, and it directly impacts the entire thyroid system. So if you have a low TSH or even an elevated TSH, you can think about a couple different things impacting the entire system. One, how is this being produced, serotonin and dopamine? How's my gut feeling? How's my brain doing? What is being impacted from a stress and inflammation perspective on my gut and my brain? Because they all directly impact not only how you feel, they impact the thyroid. Now here's where the other numbers come into play. So our thyroid is responsible for producing T4. Okay? In our labs, in our blood work, it looks like free T4. So your free T4, you want to see between 1.0 and 1.5. That's the functional range. It's going to be different based upon like a normal lab range that you see. Okay. T4 must get converted into T3. T3 is very important because it goes out and it communicates to all cells of the body. It tells the cells to speed up your metabolism so you can lose weight. It tells your cells to regulate your body temperature so you're not cold while everybody else is just fine. It tells your cells to communicate so that way when you walk into a room, you remember why you walked into the room. Okay, T3 communicates to every single cell in the body. So we need to make sure our body has sufficient amounts of it. Your T3 should be between 3 and 4. Again, that's the functional range, not the normal lab range. There's a few problems with standardized treatment with thyroid that impact how our brain functions, it impacts how we feel in so many ways. When you are receiving thyroid medication, it's going to be either T3 or T4 or a combination of the two. Okay. This is fueling the food chain from the bottom. And when you fuel the food chain, you're literally taking T3 and T4. You're telling your body like, wait, I'm already getting this. I don't need to produce it anymore. So it goes back up to the top of the food chain and shuts it all down because you've got T3 and T4, which is why some people will say, oh, their TSH, I feel so great when my TSH is 0.01, because they're on medication that's just like, okay, everybody else, be quiet. We have what we need down here on the bottom. When you look at it from a full system approach and you treat from the top down, everybody's happy. When everybody's happy, you don't even need your thyroid medication anymore. Or you need very minimal doses of it. I'll show you guys some examples of what I mean here. All right, there's two more key pieces here. I've kind of mentioned this gut-brain connection. I've mentioned how serotonin and dopamine are actually produced in your gut way more than anywhere else in the body. There's one more place that the gut comes into play and is very important, and it's right here. So between T4 and T3, T4 T4 has to get converted into T3, right? Well, it happens in your gut and your liver. That's where the conversion actually takes place. So if you want to heal your thyroid, we got to do a couple things here. One, we need to revamp your gut. Chances are it's not making enough of this stuff, which is feeding the entire food chain. Next, we need to feed the brain because, hello, the hypothalamus and the pituitary are in your brain. So just those two things will help heal this gland we have in our neck. Like, it's blamed for so much. We're going to get into the treatment. All right, this one. She's 65 years old. Background story, 65 years old, and has been on thyroid medication for 20 years. Always just taken it, never really questioned why, but didn't feel like it changed anything. So we jumped into her numbers. And as you can see, we've got TSH is depleted. So now I'm thinking automatically, feed my brain, hypothalamus, pituitary, serotonin and dopamine, gut, all of those are above TSH, coming over here to the free T4, which is next in the food chain, and that's depressed. So now I'm thinking thyroid specifically, because thyroid reduces T4. It just so happens that we've got both of these that are quite elevated. So the TPO and TG antibodies, those are markers for Hashimoto's, which means the gut and the immune system are attacking the thyroid. That really treating the thyroid is not going to do anything, which in this case, her thyroid treatment did nothing. That's just standard route of care, even though it's not what I would do. And then after we have a free T3, so we know, okay, we got to feed the brain. We got to feed the gut. We need to figure out why the immune system is attacking the thyroid right here. And then last but not least, my free T3 is slightly low. So we're looking at the gut and the liver. Gut, brain, potential liver impacts in most thyroid scenarios. Now, we worked with her a couple of years ago, and her treatment plan was 12 months. She's 65. It takes time to get to where she was. It's going to take time to unwind and heal. I just use the blood work as puzzle pieces that tell me what we need to do in that 12-month timeline. If we were to fast forward, and if she were to come see me today, we could actually speed this up in such a way that it can probably be done in 90 days. And the reason why is because, one, I'm very good at it now. And I'm pretty good at identifying what is seen in 90% of the labs. But also, the supplement industry has changed. And we work with some of the top supplement companies in the world. These are biochemists behind these supplements. And they're so good at what they do that you cannot access them from the general public. You have to have a license to get these things. And it's not just about taking one supplement. Like, if you're thinking serotonin and dopamine, they fuel the whole chain. So maybe I'll go grab 5-HTP and a dopamine and take those. You could, but you're going to get what you pay for. So that's just one piece of it. Remember, this is a whole system. And when we treat the whole system in the right way with the right stuff, you'll get the results. So we could take this 12-month treatment plan now, and this is the coolest thing about it. 12 months and $12,000 is what it cost her, her investment, but to her, it was like a no-brainer because she completely transformed everything. In fact, I remember she couldn't go to the track because the toxins and the chemicals in the air was just so bad, so hard on her body that her husband would go by herself. When we finished the 12-month plan, which we can now do in 90 days, she was going to the track with him. Like, I remember they showed up to the office back when we had a brick and mortar practice, and they were driving their RV because they were headed to Vegas. So pretty cool how that changes when you look at things from a whole perspective and not just treat from the bottom up. After 20 years of being on thyroid meds, she's now off. All right, these other two are two younger women. When I took these labs, I wouldn't take these labs the same way anymore because we're missing some pieces. But this was a lab test that you can actually ship to the house, to your house, and do a fingerprint or a finger prick with the blood test rather than having to get like a full-on blood draw. But it's not comprehensive. So the background of this one, she was in her mid-20s and wanted to get pregnant, but had tons and tons and tons of anxiety around it. Because somewhere along the lines, she had been told that because she had Hashimoto's, it was going to be very difficult for her to become pregnant. So she was terrified to even start the journey. So we ran blood tests. Now let's plug in the numbers here. TSH is 1.1, which is less than I want to see at 1.8. So I'm thinking, okay, brain, gut, and the next step, free T4, which this one is a different lab. So let's just say it's low. Not really paying attention to the numbers, but it's low. So now I'm thinking, okay, is there an attack on the thyroid? And one of the reasons why I don't like this lab anymore is because it only took a TPO antibodies, which was safe. Her TG antibodies were through the roof. So we would have completely missed it had we not taken blood work through her primary care office as well. Now I can order labs too. We do it on occasion, but most oftentimes we just pull people's blood work that they already have. So I know she's got Hashimoto's with the diagnosis, but in reality, we need to fuel her brain. We need to heal her gut, which is the reason for the Hashimoto's. And then the free T3 here at 2.5, that's also low. So now I'm thinking there's another indicator for gut and liver. Because she was younger, we did her plan in 6 months. If we were to do it now, we could condense it to 90 days, which I love that because who doesn't want to get better faster? Supplements that are new to the industry are helping us do that. These are supplements that we use. You don't want to take these by yourself. Like these aren't DIY friendly things. They go in, they get the job done, and you feel like $1 million at the end of it. But that said, the job also might be some side effects because as your body heals, healing isn't always smooth. So it's a smooth journey, but it's definitely worth it. Fast forward a couple years, how many kids does she have now too? I think she's even pregnant with her third. Like I just saw it on social media. She at one point was going to be a virtual assistant, but she got pregnant with her second shortly after. So we're in Utah. We have babies back to back to back. And then the only thing she is currently taking, no, I don't want to lie. I'll have to double check with her. But I would assume she's taking a thyroid support, an adrenal support, a vitamin D for the immune system, and then like a prenatal multivitamin. So once you do the job and your body heals, it doesn't require much to remain that way. She is gluten free because of the Hashimoto's. Stays away from that as much as possible. Okay, but she's having kids, doing great. The last one I want to show you guys, this is a young woman as well in her mid-20s too. She came initially for endometriosis, which is very heavy and painful periods. She also experienced flares whenever she would eat the wrong thing, and she is in her mid-20s, so I remember she didn't want to go out on dates because typically the dates were out to restaurants. So she was always hesitant to go out on dates with guys because of how her body would react to what she ate on the date. So let's go through this. TSH 3.9, which is just slightly elevated. Let's get the full story though. So we're thinking brain, we're thinking gut. Then we go to the free T4, which is in the green. So that's good. The free T3 is in the green as well. That's good. Again, these numbers are a little bit different for this lab. But then she's got the antibodies and then the TG antibodies that were missing. Now, knowing she came in with endometriosis, which is heavy, painful periods, we kind of figured these thyroid markers would be off in some way, leading towards the idea of Hashimoto's. Now, there's two ways to go about this marker. The first marker is, well, are we going to wait till the antibodies cross the threshold and then we receive the positive diagnosis? Or should we just jump in and start treating right now because our body is already producing antibodies? It's going to get there at some point if we don't take action right now. So that's what we did. We took action right now. We fueled her brain. We revived her gut and then made sure her liver was detoxing, especially with that endometriosis. So really, those were the key things. 6 month plan with her. Again, if we did this now, it would be 90 days, which is phenomenal. And she's married. I don't know if she has a kid yet. I think when I talked to her mom a couple months ago, her mom reached out to me because she had gotten some new labs done and wanted some suggestions on supplements to take to keep her at where she was. And I don't think she had any kids yet, but she loves the horses. So she's able to go to all the rodeos and not have to worry about that off period coming once a month. And then, of course, since she is married, they can enjoy date nights and not have to worry about eating the cleanest. She eats pretty clean, but it's not like she gets triggered by having that bad food anymore. That's what you can find inside hidden numbers, just like that. So when you think about the thyroid and you think about your brain, think about it from three things. Brain, gut, liver. Those are the big three components that impact that thyroid axis in a big way, the thyroid system.
Hey, if you're new here, welcome aboard. If you're coming back, welcome back. I'm coming back as well. In fact, we're going to have new episodes every Wednesday right here on the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast. If you love what you just listened to and love what you've been listening to, I would be honored to have you leave a review. Leave it on the place where you listen to your podcast so that way more people can find this podcast and get answers from their blood work as well. I'm Dr. Kylie, and I'll see you next week.